Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at aeroprecisionusa.com. Joining me now, he has something called the War on Guns blog. You can find it, War on Guns, Notes from the Resistance, waronguns.blogspot.com, is a man with, he has one of the most analytical minds I've come across, and he fills in the dots and connects the dots and, fills in all the blanks and does all the other stuff. And that is David Kodria. Good evening, sir.
I'm going to play that little part back for my wife, about the analytical mind, because, I'll use that to win an argument.
I think you should. I think you should. I think you should. I haven't had David on here in a while, and so there's quite the bit of stuff. Now, do you only write for Ammo Land now and War on Guns blog?
No. Also, Firearms News.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been writing for Firearms News for some time. That's a real, real good outlet to be going for. And they allow me to go full no compromise, which is really nice. I don't have to kind of like mind my P's and Q's and worry about who I'm going to offend and whose toes I'm going to step on. I can just go out and call it unvarnished like I see it, and they actually encourage that, and so I'm very, very happy to be associated with them.
Gotcha. Now, for those of you who may think David's name sounds familiar, back a few moons back, he and a gentleman named Mike Vanderbo, they were the ones that broke Fast and Furious on the United States, and the interesting thing is, well, here recently, Fast and Furious has arisen again. When did you guys break that? Was it 2010?
Yeah, actually, we were reporting on it in late December of 2010, shortly after Border Patrol agent Brian Terry was murdered in the desert. We'd been following a website called cleanupatf.org, which was basically staffed by dissident whistleblower ATF people who were sick and tired of the waste, abuse, corruption, and fraud that was going on in the agency. And we saw a blurb on there in one of the conversations that we were following, basically said that word was that the Border Patrol agent was killed with walk guns. We started following that. We started using some of our contacts. We came up, with a elaborate scheme to try to get information and also to try to validate, because we both realized that people could be setting us up, so we had to check this out, and we had to make certain that what we were reporting on was actual fact so that we wouldn't get set up by reporting something that someone could then later turn around and prove was untrue and essentially destroy your credibility doing that.
Yeah. I remember when that broke, I got Larry Pratt to come on, and then I discovered you and started having you. I followed this voraciously. So when this has popped back up, you make a very good, interesting point that nobody's ever put it in this context before, but you point out that the way the Obama administration would have had us believe it, the drug cartels in Mexico like to smuggle guns from Cabela's and Academy Sports and every other little gun store where they sell civilian versions here in the United States of various weapons, and when in fact they actually get real military hardware from their southern border, don't they?
Oh, of course they do. Not just from the southern border; they get it from directly from arms export control agreements that are approved by the State Department, where we're allowed to legally ship armaments to Mexican military and Mexican police. And the problem that you run into there is, what do you do when they're corrupt and they're making deals on the side with the cartels?
Right.
Okay. You have the situation of the Los Zetas cartel. It started out as the enforcement arm for the Gulf cartel. Well, before that, these guys were military and police officials. Okay, so they knew the system inside out. They knew, they were tough, hardened guys. They were capable of dealing with the cartels. I mean, to be a cartel enforcer, you got to be pretty tough and you got to be pretty connected. It's not hard to see where, when you have corruption at the highest levels of government, how weapons can disappear.
Mike Vanderbo, how long? Mike Vanderbo has passed away. Rest in peace. How long has Mike been gone from us?
Oh gosh, has that been over 3 years already?
Was it 3 years, 3 years.
It's been. I think was it 2016? I don't keep the date in my head.
Yeah.
But it was in August, and it's been a while, and I miss him, and I think that he would be very, very interested and on top of everything that is going on today. Thank you for the compliment about my having an analytical mind. I was nothing in terms of being able to analyze some of these things that Mike was able to do. Okay, he was in many cases just a real leader for me to want to emulate and follow off of it. And of course, we both had our strengths and weaknesses. You know, there were things that I would do that he would, you know, come after me on. I was the one who had to basically browbeat him into starting his blog, Sipsy Street Irregulars, because he keeps writing guest editorials and posting them on my War on Guns blog. And I'm going, Mike, for goodness sake, this is supposed to be my journal. Why don't you get your own? So that was the birth of Sipsy Street Irregulars.
Yeah. Does it bug you as much as it bugs me that nobody's ever been held accountable for Fast and Furious? Because lots of murders came out of Fast and Furious.
And it's not just bugged and outraged. It terrifies me. And the reason it terrifies me is because it tells us that government can literally get away with anything and no one will do anything about it. That the media will cover up for it and obfuscate and try to misdirect, and if that doesn't work, to attack the news sources, they will let a story be buried through lies of omission. Okay, just if they don't cover it, it's not news. If only the handful of people who read my stuff, which is a small subset of a niche readership, and if that doesn't escape the echo chamber, then it never happened.
Right.
And so when you see this happening, where people have actually died due to a cynical government operation and where no one has been held accountable, that tells us two things. That tells us that we as a people are screwed, and that tells us that they, as rulers, are confident that they can basically get away with anything. And you see this now happening with the COVID-19 situation.
Yeah.
You know, we don't know who to believe, okay, and rightfully so.
Do you want to talk about that in the next segment? We got the next one coming up here shortly.
Hey,
I know you haven't.
You lead, I'll follow.
Very good. But the one thing I, only recently, and I don't remember when it was, but you set me up with the Terry family. The Terry family was under a gag order for years, weren't they? And they've only just recently got lifted. And the brother and sister came on the show with David, I think, and
I'm not certain. Of course, I just had a chat this afternoon with Dave Workman.
Yeah.
And he wanted to know about something. And I said, you know, Dave, my short-term memory, you know, I'll be on radio today and Bill will ask me about something I wrote a week ago and I won't remember it because I've been focused on 100 things since then. I'm not aware of the gag order. That's news to me if that happened.
Okay. Well, anyway, we'll go to something else when we get back. You can find David's work at War on Guns blog, and you can find it also at Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. Well worth a look. Well worth a look at David's stuff, because David's stuff is it's a deep dive. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with David Kodria. And as I said, David has a knack for finding details and taking the left turn, the right turn, the deep dive, all that other stuff. So have you written anything about COVID-19 yet?
Oh, I've written plenty of stuff about COVID-19. I've got articles on Ameland. I just wrote something today that goes back to what we were just talking about before the break, about how you really can't trust what the news says, and how things that are left out by omission, lies of omission, means that they never happened. And,
right.
And essentially I got sent a news tip by one of my Warren Guns readers, and I did a blog post called As If by Design. And the paragraph that I reproduced said, "The results clearly show that the COVID-19 virus is exquisitely adapted to infect humans, says Flinders University professor Nikolai Petrosky, lead author of a new paper just published online." And I was able to get a link to the study itself. And essentially it's saying that, you know what, this works on humans better than it works on bats, where we're told we're getting this stuff from.
Right.
And my comment was, well, this has to be fake news. Otherwise, you know, the media would be all over it, and they're not, because you can go over to Google, and they have the regular all Google search, and then they have the news search, and you do the news search, and nobody is covering this story. I think that's significant. If a university is finding that this thing is almost like it's been tailored for humans, I would like to see smarter minds and more informed minds than mine give us the rundown on that and give us the analysis. And what I'm talking about is, I'm talking about minds that are actually scientific, not the crap agenda science that we're fed daily by people with political agendas trying to score points for this party or that party. We don't know what to trust. Everybody's shut down. People are getting their businesses ruined. There are people that are never going to recover from this, because you just can't keep your doors open and keep having your debts pile up and not have any income coming in.
Yeah.
It's this country's shut down. It's on lockdown, and you see the tyrannical governors just trying to grasp onto everything. Like Kate Brown over in Oregon is making noises now. Like, if you're in a lockdown county, and if you're in a non-lockdown county, you can't shop in the lockdown county. You can't cross the county line to you know, get your hair done or to do something else. You know, you're not allowed to do that. And wait a minute, the governor is saying this. What if I'm living right next to the county line, and the shopping center is half a mile across? Okay, what am I supposed to do?
But you got to watch your borders, David. Although it almost makes me want to do a couple of sovereign citizen experiments out there, if that's the case, which I'll believe you with, if that's the case. These little tin pot dictators that have popped up, you know, it's all based upon, I think, the Imperial College model that was put out by Neil Ferguson that nobody had ever heard of. And I think the reason nobody had ever heard of him is he's never gotten one of these modeling things correct.
Right. I did a blog post on him the other day, and apparently people who actually understand science were saying that this is just ridiculous. This is just total incompetence. He ended up resigning, and before that he was in trouble because he was apparently having an extramarital affair with this woman who's married and has a couple kids, and she was coming over to do experiments with him. Okay. and this gets out, and here's the guy that's telling everybody you have to social distance and you have to keep away, and what's he do himself? Okay, it's just ridiculous, and we see this kind of stuff, and I can see where if you're somebody whose business that you spent a lifetime building up is seeing this kind of hypocrisy and this kind of politics and the lies, and you don't know who to trust or what to trust, because, I mean, face it, this is a highly complex and technical subject. We don't have degrees that, you know, that specialize in organic chemistry or virology or anything like that, and so we are dependent on looking to scientific sources that we can trust. And yet, Bill, I myself have experienced agenda science when Nature magazine wrote up an article And they essentially, they were talking about one of the gun researchers out there, and they basically repeated a lie that he told about me. I wrote to them to get a correction. I got like a half, I can't say the A word on the radio. I guess we're not on serious radio.
No, please don't.
A apology retraction from them that wasn't really one, that left out some of my main points. And it was funny because when they were first corresponding to me, they were addressing it as Dear Dr. Kodria. And I'm going, oh my God, these people are just, and when you see this kind of stuff happen at that level, where you see the clear agenda coming through, and you say, you know what, I can't trust any of this stuff.
Yeah. He did finally come out and admit, prior to him having to resign, he admitted that he was using 13-year-old data based upon influenza infections when you put this model together. So it's not even a good sham one. It's based upon a whole different disease. It's like, you know.
Well, we can all rest easy because the panel of experts now includes Swedish teenager Greta Thunberg. So I can sleep easy now.
Okay. Well, I mean, she uses the same kind of stuff. I mean, global climate change, whatever you want to call it, is all based upon modeling. And, you know, Greta is a very angry young Swedish teenager. How dare you? So, you know, she's out there. I mean, I try to imitate her look all the time, but I don't have any hair, so I can't do the pigtails part. Can't do it. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I, and again, just the other day, a story came out about how sunspot activity is at a minimum, and people are wondering if we're going to go into like a Maunder minimum or whatever caused a mini ice age a couple centuries ago,
yeah.
And are we going to see temperatures plummeting? And yet you just go back a year or two ago, and you'll see all the climate experts are telling you that the sun has nothing to do with climate change.
Well, you know, those are the experts. I think we should become experts. We'd probably get better gigs from time to time. We're coming up on the next break, and, you know, when we get back, we're going to talk a little bit about the gun-grabbing, religious, useful idiots. Yeah, I'm going to let David explain to me how all of this this naivete works against this. You can find him either at Ammoland.com, Firearms News, or War on Gun Blog. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is pledging support for U.S. farmers and ranchers during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
And through the Paycheck Protection Program, we have approved billions of dollars in relief to farmers as part of our unprecedented coronavirus relief efforts.
During a White House ceremony, the president calling farmers the backbone of our country. During a remote Senate hearing, Fed Reserve Chair Jerome Powell claims the economic fallout from the ongoing coronavirus outbreak has caused pain that is hard to capture in words.
This is a worldwide public health crisis, and healthcare workers have been the first responders. showing courage and determination and earning our lasting gratitude.
Paul stressing that the Fed Reserve will continue to act aggressively to deal with the ongoing economic crisis. And you're listening to USA Radio News. NBA Hall of Famer Magic Johnson says his life insurance company will lend small businesses $100 million through a federal coronavirus relief program. Johnson telling ABC's Good Morning America his Equitrust Life Insurance Company will make loans through the SBA's Paycheck Protection Program.
My company, Equitrust, we put up $100 million for these fantastic companies that were not part of the loan system, the stimulus package that went out, and they couldn't get loans.
Tropical Storm Arthur is heading out to sea after a close call with the North Carolina coast. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Tropical Storm Arthur is now moving away from the east coast of the United States with winds of about 60 miles an hour. Watches and warnings are no longer in effect after the first named storm of the year skirted the North Carolina coast with gusty winds and several inches of rain.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with David Kodria, writer, expose specialist, this little article you wrote here recently is very interesting to me, simply because of not many people point out what you point out all the time when you're talking about the only ones with guns that they don't want to be disarmed, or they want to be disarmed as well, and they throw under the bus. Which is always, I love to play that badminton game where I smack it back in their face about their dual sort of goal there. But besides this, tell me what have I missed here? Because I've obviously missed something.
Are we talking about the religious article?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm surprised that one just came out. I haven't publicized it yet, so. Thank you for mentioning that.
Yes, sir.
I'll be putting it out on War on Guns and Facebook and Twitter. Essentially, Bloomberg is teaming up with what they call faith partners, various churches and temples and mosques and religious leaders, so to speak. And essentially what they're doing is he's getting them to stump for gun control as part of his electioneering effort where he's going to be spending $60 million on this year's elections. So he's partnering with these religious organizations to do this, among them the left-wing Red Letter Christians, former pro-lifer turned abortionist best friend forever Rob Schenck, I wrote an article about him partnering with Abigail Disney some years ago for Guns Magazine. It he's using the imprimatur of his being a Christian pastor to try to tell everybody that you got to get rid of your guns. And also United Church of Christ Black Lives Matter pastor. And that to me is always curious because the guy's out there protesting against the police. And yet then he's stumping for laws where the police are going to be the only ones with guns. Okay? So it seems to be a little bit of cognitive dissonance going on there. But essentially what's happening is these guys are nod and wink getting around IRS exemption laws because they're 501c3s, I believe that's the code, where they can take donations that are tax deductible. But in return for being tax reductible or deductible, there are certain things they're not allowed to do, such as electioneering, stumping for candidates and things like that. But the nod and the wink comes in by essentially, dealing with different politicians and dealing with issues that the politicians are pushing for. Joe Biden is promising them, money for protection in churches rather than they can protect themselves, like we saw, happen where the parishioner, I believe it was in Texas, guy opened fire and half the church pulled out guns and one guy, shot the attacker. And stopped him in his tracks before he could do too much damage.
Jack
but
Wilson.
The thing is, Bill, they skirt these election laws, and this is something that I've been fighting for years because there's another organization called Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and they basically are left wing tax snitches. And what they do is, if they see a right-wing church doing the kind of electioneering they're doing, they report them to the IRS and they try to get their tax exempt status taken away from them. And yet, when you call to their attention left-wing churches that are doing the same thing, such as, Michael Flager in Chicago, I call him, St. Sabina Catholic Church. I call him Snuffy Flager because you'll recall he was the one who told the mob that we're going to snuff out this gun shop owner.
Right.
And then he's complaining later, well, I didn't know what snuff out meant. Yeah, I'm from Chicago. I don't know what it means to snuff somebody out. Okay. And he was basically campaigning for Al Sharpton and Barack Obama. And I sent them all this information, and of course they just ignored it, okay, because it didn't fit their agenda. They're basically Americans United for Separation of, Republican churches and state.
Right.
But they're all for the worshiping government.
Well, That's what the left does best. That's what they do the very best. Let me ask you a question about this, just simply because I wonder about this sometimes. I see a lot of people that will write something, for example, and they'll get out there and say Democrats propose doing this, which will end the Second Amendment as it is. And then I'll actually speak to the writer and I will say, do you honestly believe that this would not create a civil war sort of circumstance in and up to this point, with the prior to COVID-19 and everything, I was under the impression, I've always believed that America would be sort of hot, get hot real quick. And now I don't know. And I mean, when I see the articles about what you've written about that, for example, where it shows all those dualities out there that just go by, and then you look at Fast and Furious where all of this really bad stuff that happened, all these murders, people dying and everything, and nothing happened out of that. It makes me begin to wonder, do you think that if push did come to shove, do you think that we would get a percentage of people enough to try to fight for our rights?
Yeah, I do. I don't think we're there yet. And you could see this just reading the Declaration of Independence. They talk about, men will put up with stuff for so long, and we have been putting up with it for so long, but there comes a time. And think how much more people have today how we've been conditioned today to be obedient, how much more government control of our lives there is. So we have all, even those of us who grew up, you know, generation before, you know, the young people that are out there now that have been totally brainwashed by the state, okay? But, you know, heck, when I was a kid, and you probably too, I mean, you know, I loved watching the FBI with Ephraim Zimbalist or The Untouchables with Robert Stack or, you know, Adam 12, the cop shows. These guys, we're conditioned that the government is who we go to for solutions and we're all patriotic Americans. And yet we've seen this cascading thing happen, and that's what I think is going to happen. Look, you're going to have some low-hanging fruit that, and hopefully we won't see it happen, but I won't be surprised if it does, because, you know, they bust these so-called militias, and what they do is they pick some low-hanging fruit that is talking about bombs, but they have no technical knowledge to do it. So right. they send an agent in there to push these guys and tell them where they can get materials and to get the process started. And then when they're ready, they conduct the bust and they get the big headlines. So I hope that we don't see that go off, and as we're told, they make us all look bad. And I hope that the more seasoned, mature minds hold back until such time as somebody is ultimately going to snap. And I think when you see that happen and people see that they do that, you're going to see some cascading happen.
Right.
And I think that the other part of that equation is, and you read this all the time, journalists and people like that.
We're coming up on the break. I want you to fully expound upon that when we get back. David is you can find his stuff at War on Guns blog. You can find it at Amalan Firearms News. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps, in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. teamgaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
To you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. We are speaking with David Codrey, and I had to cut you off, and I'm sorry for that as we were getting out of there. Was there something you wanted to finish about that whole question I asked you about, you think we would do this?
Well, you know, I hope that we don't, because there would be nothing more devastating than insurrection and civil war in this country. It would just be, we can't even imagine what that would do. But we're going to see things possibly get worse if there's a second wave. You know, you see people getting into brawls over no toilet paper on the shelves.
Yeah.
In the supermarket, and if you go in at the wrong time, there's no meat on the shelves either. Yeah. What are you going to do when, you know, one person reaches for a pack of hamburger and somebody else says, that's mine? And, you know, so there's that. But also there is the people getting sick of things and snapping and fighting back. And if you see that happen, I think that you're going to see other people realizing that this is doable as well. The biggest problem is that people refuse to be educated, and there's no one that they can trust, again, for the education. The government lies to us. The media lies to us. What do you do? And I can't sit here and pretend that I have any answers. You know, I'm as much a rider on this train as everybody else. I do my best to use my limited reach to call things as I see them, because I think that our best chance is if more people understand what's really going on. But again, you know, I'm dependent on the information that comes into me, which is why, again, you know, we started out talking fast and furious. We really had to do our due diligence on this and be able to use trusted sources to vet other sources and to be able to come up with something so that we're not putting out what they call fake news, so that we're not discredited for it. But again, our problem is we're a limited echo chamber. You and I are. Okay, there's so many people that are listening to us. Look, how many gun owners in this country? Okay, how many? They're talking 100 million?
Well, I mean, yeah. I think it's around 150, to be honest with you.
Okay, but for all all of its flaws that we know because we've been involved, why isn't the NRA 50 million members instead of 5 million?
That's always the question I ask. And then the other question is, why are they 5 million and only 70 or 80,000 show up for their annual meeting?
There's that, too. I noticed that, when I go and speak at different rallies and things like that, or when I go to gun rights policy conference, you see the room is filled. 700, 800 people, the room is filled. Why isn't the room spilling out onto the street? Why don't they have to rent, you know, a convention hall venue where they give concerts to seat everybody? Why is that? Because people, most people are apathetic. Most gun owners are apathetic. I can tell you a story about a protest that we did across the street from the Brady campaign in Los Angeles where they were bussing people in to build their numbers. We had maybe 200 people throughout the day, not there at any given time. And I'm wondering, where is everybody? Yet the week before, the Great Western Gun Show had 40,000 gun owners show up for it. So what in the world is going on where you can get 40,000 people wanting to come see the new hardware, but when it comes time to defend their rights, it's the story of the little red hen. Who's going to help me bake the bread?
Right.
Everybody wants to eat it.
Right. Yeah, that stuff just kills me. We got about 6 minutes here, and I noticed that you wrote an article about something from that our buddy Stephen Stambolia has. He's always creating trouble wherever he goes, doesn't he?
No. Stephen's good people. If you consider expecting your rights to be respected trouble, then I guess you and I are troublemakers too, aren't we?
Well, I guess so. But Stephen actually gets results that you and I wish we could do every time wrote something or got on the air. What has Stephen gotten up to? Something with the Freedom of Information Act, I see.
That's actually what I've gotten up to. Stephen is my attorney in this.
Okay.
And this goes back. My inspiration from this, you're not going to believe it. It was Rodney King, because when the Rodney King incident happened, the Justice Department couldn't get attorneys out there fast enough to make sure that civil rights were protected by the United States government. Okay. I've been trying for years. 20 years ago, I was trying to do a petition to John Ashcroft, who said the Second Amendment was an individual right. This is pre-Heller. And I'm saying, okay, Mr. Attorney General, if it's an individual right, how come you're not defending it with the Justice Department? You know, we see law enforcement. Where's the rights enforcement? And so what happened was I saw where the government, the Justice Department, had filed a statement of interest on behalf of the United States government, saying that preconditions to the First Amendment were wrong and the government was going to fight it. And I thought, well, that's fine, but what about preconditions to the Second Amendment? So Stephen and I came up with a Freedom of Information Act request, and basically what we're trying to say is, look, what has the government done? You know, we've got a supposedly pro-gun president, okay? The Attorney General has been approved by supposedly pro-gun senators. What has the Justice Department, the United States government, done, you know, to advance the Second Amendment? We've seen erosions of the Second Amendment. We've seen bump stocks get banned. We've seen, statements like take the guns first, due process later on right. Red flag laws. What have they done? And so we put out a Freedom of Information Act request, not really expecting that we're going to get anything back, but then that itself will prove something. And they didn't answer us. And on top of that, they requested, well, you know, we need an extension because we're all busy with this COVID stuff. Sure, fine. You know, we're reasonable. Sure, go ahead. Take your extra 10 days. Well, the extra 10 days come along, and they did nothing. Not even so much just ignored it completely. At which point we're saying, well, wait a minute, you know, if they'd have come back again and said, look, we need more time, again, we're reasonable people. We can understand. We'd say, sure, go ahead. Let's just not make it, you know, 10 years from now. They ignored us, so we had no choice at this point but to force the top law enforcement agency to obey the dang law. Okay, and so we had no choice but to file a complaint, and so we'll see what goes along with that. My expectation is they're going to finally comply, and the compliance will consist of them telling us that they got nothing for us. But I want that document. I want that on the record.
Yeah. Stephen is, I don't understand why Stephen hasn't been scooped up by one of these rights agencies, although I don't think he would necessarily want to do that. I think Stephen feels like he's a lot more effective on his own.
I can't speak for Stephen. I know I feel I'm more effective on my own.
Yeah.
I've been part of organizations and groups before when I was in California. I was very heavily involved with, started out as the Westside Firearms Association, and they were an affiliate with NRA, but then they turned into an NRA members council. And at that point, seeing the control that was coming from Fairfax and what we were being told we could and could not do, which, again, it's fair. If you're using their name, you can't do things that are going to reflect any differently on their name than their people want to have happen, which is why I didn't want to become a members council. But I found that, you know, fine, I can get along with other people. I can work with other people. But my best work is what I can do on my own. I'm not sure. I can't speak for Stephen. You ought to have him on sometime.
I do.
get his thoughts on it. But yeah, he's great. Him and Alan Beck. Yeah. They're pushing the Young case in Hawaii, where George Young, a veteran.
I'll tell you what, David. We're running out of time, but I want to do this again soon. And I, everybody listening, I want to do like a Codrea's Corner whenever he's free to come and do it. So I'll be in touch with you, young man, and thank you for joining me this evening.
Thanks for having me, Bill. Always great talking to you.
Likewise. We'll be right back. Coming up next, out of Lansing, Michigan, we're going to be joined by a young fellow named Michael Lynn, and I'm going to let him tell you what he did and does. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.